Your home for classic hits. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
I've got great news for you. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. Did you know becoming an Encompass member is easier than ever? If you live, work, attend school, or worship in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties, you're eligible to join. And not just you, but spouses, children, and parents of eligible folks can become members too. Plus, any business or organization in Tipton, Clinton, or Howard counties can also become a member. At Encompass Credit Union, we're all about community. Ready to join? Visit EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Noah, where are we, and what are all of these things?
Eli, we're at TC Trailers. Here at TC Trailers, they have all kinds of trailers, including utility trailers, enclosed and open trailers, haulers, and goosenecks. And if you can't find the trailer you want, they even do custom trailers.
What about people who want to look online?
They have that covered, too, at tc-trailers.com.
People need to see all these trailers.
Sure do. Just east of Frankfort or online at tc-trailers.com.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Oh, a little Three Dog Night on Thursday morning. Haven't heard that in a while. That's going way back. A little Black and White. It is Thursday morning. We are happy to be with you on this October 10th. Hard to believe. My daughter's birthday tomorrow, October 11th. I forgot. Let's see. She's going to be 35. My goodness. Wow, 35 years old. How can that be? Happy birthday, Tori. We'll be talking to her more tomorrow. I think having lunch with her. Today, weather, sunny with a high near 74. Clear tonight with a low of 46. Tomorrow, Sunday with a high near 78. And then Friday night, that is tomorrow night, Friday night football, partly cloudy with a low of 54. And then Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 75. So a lot of good weather on the way. And Sunday, high of 70. Now, it is going to get a little chilly. It's Columbus Day this Monday. Okay, I forgot about that. So Columbus Day is Monday. Mostly sunny, breezy, with a high near 56. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely a little bit of coolness in the breeze getting ready to shift. And it is Indiana, so we should be expecting it. As we expect all of our great sponsors doing their thing, you just heard from TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. Virk's Fine Jewelry, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. You can save money now, 247bigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. All free local online newspapers serving our region and getting you all the information that you need. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Credit, Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, and Arborwood by Shoops and Welty's Exteriors, all bringing you the online telecast here at Hoosierland TV. And that is something that we really do appreciate. That we have, the HoosierlandTV.com. I mean, because people can see it all over the country, all over the world if they want to. It's streaming right now live, and then you can pick it up later on. So if you miss anything on Party Line, make sure that you pick it back up on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Go to the link, and you will be able to catch back up. Hey, there is a lot of help. Folks are trying to get some things together for the storm victims. And it's now multiple. Now we're talking multiple storms because we've got Helene, and then you have Milton. And depending on what happens with more tropics, there's another one out there brewing. So, but praise God that there are people out there, especially the helping hand of Hoosiers that are getting folks, the kind of things that they need. You know, diapers, formula, water. Clothing, whatever the case may be. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the footage of just simply places like Chimney Rock in Carolina. I mean, some of the before and after, I've been there, it was years ago, but it's been a few years now, I should say. It's a beautiful little, it's like Nashville, a little Nashville in Indiana. It's kind of a little tourism type town, beautiful town, and it's gone. It's practically gone. I mean, a few structures standing, but for the most part, it is gone. And let's put this in perspective. If that were to happen up here, say Mechanicsburg or Thorntown or Colfax or Michigantown or a place, similar in size, you know, even though it was a little bigger than even like a Michigan town, just wiped out. And so, and still many people missing, dozens of people missing. So please continue to pray for those folks as they look at some really tough situations, not only now, presently, but to come. In fact, there is a church in Camden. We talked about this Tuesday, but the Camden First Baptist Church is teaming up with a church in Asheville, North Carolina, that is in desperate need. And they are working to bring supplies down. So this is, you know, this is about families helping families. This is not about, you know, there's no politics or church denomination or church politics. This is really just, hey, if you can help, you know, roll up your sleeve and help. And they are taking, they're collecting items from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The rest of this week. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's at the First Baptist Church in Camden, Indiana. So, you know, so if you can help them out, take some things there. I know that there's some other local drives that are being worked out. So if you've got opportunity to do to help with any of those local or regional drives, please, please put a helping hand. I understand. You know, some folks are a little weary about giving money. I totally get that. But maybe you can go buy some water. And if it's going on a truck, I can tell you that that was definitely what happened with us during Hurricane Katrina and getting all of that, those supplies down there. People were going into Walmart because the trucks were in the parking lot of Walmart and going in and buying water and buying wipes and buying snacks and all kinds of things, and they were just bringing it right out to the truck. Walmart also donated a couple of pallets of water. I mean, it was amazing to see the Hoosier, not only hospitality, but the Hoosier helping hand, and we greatly appreciate all of that. Some of the things that they're looking for, non-perishable items, like for the canned food, like Chef Boyardee, Beanie Weenies, loaves of sandwich bread, Gatorade, liquid IV, you know, baby wipes, disinfectant wipes, also box fans. It's still warm down there, and they have no power. There's no air conditioning. But, you know, for those that can run generators or those that may be getting power sooner than later, if you can bring in some box fans and, you know, take care of that, that would be helpful as well. So, full gas and diesel cans, large drum liner trash bags, batteries, coffee and coffee filters, reusable coffee mugs, all those kind of things are going to go a long way in helping the people of Carolina, Florida, and now, you know, now that we've got all of this going on there. So, hey, lines are open if you want to give us a call, 659-3338, 659-3338. Jason can't join us today, so from the street department, so 659-3338. Melissa coming into the studio. Good morning, Melissa.
Yeah, Jason, I just got to talk to his office. And, he's in a conference. He thought maybe he'd be able to call in from that conference, but obviously his meetings are running longer than
There's a lot of folks are out this week for I think it's AIM or something. I mean, I know there's a lot of municipal leadership conferences going on, and I know folks are out. So that's the way it goes. I mean, we're good. We put on our big boy pants and big girl pants, and we can survive.
Well, so. And I was going to ask you because we never get a you always host on the days where normally you would be a guest. And you never get a chance to really talk about what's going on with the chamber. And I know sometimes you could have Brandy call in and talk about that, but.
And Brandy's gone now.
Yeah.
She left us. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. But, no, I did not know that.
Yeah. Brandy, the phone's ringing. It might be Jason. So we'll let you go. But Brandy has taken a job with the Boys and Girls Club, and we wish her all the best. She has been fantastic and, certainly a big loss for us. She's been our membership and communications director for several years, and she's been a big part of the team, but she's going to go into bigger and better things. She's with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or Boys and Girls Club. I always get those things confused, but Boys and Girls Club, and she's the development director there and working with them and does a great job. So Daryl Sanders is on the line. Let me get Daryl on the line. Good morning, Daryl. Oh, nope. Let me put Daryl on the line. I got to do all my thing. Hey, good morning, Daryl. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hey,
a lot better than they are down south.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought I'd let you give your listeners a little bit of information about how the structure is for their, how they're doing what they're doing down south. You know, about Katrina, before Katrina, we were the civil defense. And after Katrina,
That was under Obama.
Bush.
I think. Yeah, it was Bush. Okay, it was Bush.
Bush.
Okay, yeah.
And they made it to where every county and every state had to operate each county had to have a plan in place submitted to the federal government to more organize when they respond to a large scale emergency. And what that entails is actually it's about a 600-page document. It lists the history of what has happened in the county, what could happen, what resources you have, and what responsibility each department has. There's 18 emergency support functions involved in everybody's emergency plan, okay? Of course, anytime you respond, the first thing is you're worried about life, you know, people's lives. So, and then the search and rescue, but just to go through some of those, one of them would be transportation, and that would be Rick Campbell's in charge of that for Clinton County. Communications and warning is Renee Crick. Public health and engineering, that's Rick Campbell. Public works, rather, and engineering. Firefighting, that's the fire department. Information and planning is Clinton County Emergency Management. Shelter and mass care would be Red Cross. Resource support, Clinton County Emergency Management, Health and Medical, Clinton County Health Department, Search and Rescue is the Sheriff's Department, Hazardous Materials is the Franklin Fire Department, Food and Water is Clinton County Emergency Management, Energy is Clinton County Emergency Management, Evacuation is the Sheriff's Department. I'm just about done. Donations, volunteers, management, that's the Red Cross, and law enforcement, of course, is the Sheriff's Department, and then we have Animal Health, which is Clinton County Extension Office. Then we have public safety, or public information, rather, which comes from Clinton County Emergency Management. And then finally, the damage assessment. So those are the categories in everybody's emergency plan. And depending on the emergency, it's up to the EMA director to activate the ESFs as needed. So that's kind of a little bit of where we're going. It explains a little bit of what they're doing down there.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate the information, and you do a great job up here in Clinton County. We've been very blessed to have you as a director. You're always right on it. And so, what are the guys that are down, the gals and the guys down there right now? What are they going through? From your perspective, how are they handling? I mean, I know you got multiple calls coming in. How do they handle the stress and the anxiety of all that? From your perspective,
well, I'll tell you what they're doing right now is the people out in the field will have command centers, okay, or law enforcement will have their own division, but someone will be in charge, whether it be EMA, but they'll have a command officer in charge that delegates out who goes where and who does what, but they report back to the powers to be as far as the elected officials. Normally, when you have an event like that, you'll bring in someone that represents each one of those entities that's going to be involved, along with your elected officials, and they'll be in a room where they make the decisions on what resources are going where by the information they get from the field. So that's how that's set up.
Yeah, I just can't, imagine. I know in our time working together over the years with snowstorms, because that's mainly our big deal and big struggle that we have up here. I mean, I know we have tornadoes and we have flooding and things like that, but when it comes to the winter weather, it's always fantastic to see leadership. I mean, you guys communicate, you get information to me that I get out to the industry and the business community regarding closures, and you guys always do a great job of trying to keep, be able to understand what weather forecasts, what may say, we're looking at 6 or 8 or 10 inches of snow, but at the same time, understanding that people still have to work and there's things that products that need to be made, but doing it in a way that everybody's safe. It's a balancing act a lot of times. And I know this is a totally different scenario, what we would deal with, what they're dealing with down there, but still, that you got to have common sense when you're making decisions, even on the ground right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, exactly. You can't just come in and say we're going to close all the roads down without thinking about what's the repercussions of that, because like we've talked in the past, we may get a 4-inch snowfall in Frankfort, and Frankfort will be fine, but the county may be blowing and drifting in those roads that are impassable.
Right.
So, but our main thing is we don't want to. We try to work with the industrial park to where, everybody needs to go to work and everybody needs a paycheck. So the only time we really interrupt that process is when people's lives are endangered.
Right.
And like I say, you and I have talked before, and the people from the industrial park have done a good job of working with us and understanding. There's a couple times that we've given them a 12-hour window. And thanks to you put that out to all the industrial park, and most of the time it's successful. So it's not that we're trying to impede the people going to work and making a living, but people need to know that we do give that consideration when we make a decision.
Oh, absolutely. And you've also got to, Daryl, take in consideration of the first responders, the emergency management folks, personnel, the street department, the county street department, the county highway. I mean, there are so many people, and if folks are out and about, and that's what even in these kind of disasters that are going on down south, you still get those people that the rubberneckers that want to go down and see things, and they're not really there to help. They're there to just kind of take pictures and see and then post. And really, that is not what's needed right now. What's needed is calm and a lot of helping hands. When it comes to you being in this role and you're down there, how do you deal with volunteers? I mean, where would they come into play, Daryl, in your department, as far as if somebody says, hey, we want to take a team and, help clean up. Is there a place for that? Is that part of the process?
Right now that's taken care of by the Red Cross and EMA. We would bring people in and, see what we, like you say, there's a lot of people who just want to come in to be nosy, but if they're qualified people that we need, we'll document them when they're there. If, let's say, they go out and help with search and rescue, we would take that list of people, give it to the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department would take them out and maybe utilize them to help, and then when they come back to EMA and we check them off the list. And so it's a matter of just organizing so it's not mayhem. We will help. We will take volunteers for different things, but we want to make sure that we're not overwhelmed by people just wanting to be nosy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I asked this question to Stephen Deckard earlier. You've been doing this a long time. How are things changed in your world in emergency management since you started back in the day?
That's unbelievable, the changes we've made with technology. And of course, when you're dealing with elected officials, sometimes you have to educate them as they come on, and usually it takes about a year for someone, once it's a commissioner, to fully understand, because they got a lot of things to do besides, we're like an insurance policy. They don't think much about emergency management until something happens.
Right.
And then we gotta have a plan in place. But the technology's changed quite a bit. The support from the state and the federal government has really been a success. They help us out financially now more than they ever have. But the resources are far more accessible now than they were in the past, and the organization is far more organized as far as, well, back when we had the tornado last spring, we had FEMA in here, and it was a well-organized event, but that would not have happened 10 years ago. So we're all learning. I think every time we have a disaster or we have an event that we need help from, if we first go to the county, state, then the federal government. So that's set up, and it seemed to work out pretty well, and each year that gets a little stronger, the bond between us. But we know the people down at IDHS by name. Like, we've been around. I've been here 18 years. Terry's been here 16 years. So we know them by name when we call them, and they know when we talk to them, we're giving them the straight stuff. So that's helped a bunch. It's just like building relationships. You know how that goes. The more you get people to trust you and realize that you'll give them the straight facts and information, then they're more willing to kind of help up, step up, and put you a little ahead of the next guy, maybe. So, but it has changed a lot. We've one of the big things we've done, of course, was our training center out here, everybody, for EMA. I mean, we have the training center for the law enforcement, for the dogs. We have the fire training center now for any county fire department, city fire department. So we're moving forward in the right direction, but it's changed considerable. But I guess that's about all I got to say, to tell you the truth.
Hey, Darryl, I know both of us served a long time ago in other capacities of emergency services, but you talked about the 16 points, the 16 areas of setting up for a possible disaster. And as Shan said, a lot of ours are not necessarily disasters, but definitely events are weather related. But talk about, you know, it's all well and good on paper, but talk about how you and the teams in the county work together to kind of practice what you preach. I know I remember being in on some of those trainings where we actually focused on, say, one of the schools being hit.
Well, we work with the LEPC. We're part of the LEPC, and we have this year we're having a tabletop exercise. A year ago we had a full exercise, so that brings in all the elements of our emergency plan together, and Renee Crick does a wonderful job of setting that up. And Rodney Juan was the chairman of the LEPC. He's giving that up right now. But those are the people that I work with, and we try to have at least one. We have to have at least one, either tabletop or practical exercise a year.
Well, I tell you, you know, Darryl, you do the Lord's work. We greatly appreciate all the things that you bring to the table each and every day. The things that people don't know, don't see until the snow starts to fly, or the wind starts to blow, or the rains start to rise. That, you know, the floodwaters rise. We're grateful for the emergency management teams that we have here in Clinton County. And it couldn't be more timely to talk about these things with what's going on in Florida and North Carolina and Tennessee. We're just so grateful that we are kind of up here in the Midwest, but, you know, it's not just natural disasters. There's all kinds of things that can happen, and we're grateful to know that, hey, we got people like you that've got plans.
If we have a problem in Clinton County, it's probably either going to be weather-related or transportation-related, whether it be rail or the interstate. I will want to give kudos to one person, and that's Renee Crick, because I found out over my 28 years on the fire department and 18 years here that if you have an event and the communications are screwed up at the first, the whole event's screwed up. She does a wonderful job of her people of putting out the right information at the right time and working with all of the ESS. So
yeah, I completely agree, and we greatly appreciate the Nixle and all of the things that we get informed by. And what is great, because you hit it right on the nail. It's you got to have the right information. You can't have something that's some hyperbole. You can't have emotions involved. You can't have any type of exaggeration. We just need the facts, and then each and every person can make a decision based upon those facts. But that's what we greatly appreciate. Good Hoosier values, Hoosier common sense, that we're going to get the facts, ma'am, and that's all we need. And then, you know, we get to make those decisions. And I think that's what you guys do very, very well. And Renee is outstanding at it. So we greatly appreciate Renee.
And just in closing, my job is to gather all the information of the event, get with the elected officials, whether it be the mayor or the county commissioners, and then they make the final decision on how we're going to move forward. So that's how it's organized in Clayton County, and it should be that way across the United States.
I totally agree, because you guys do a great job. Hey, Daryl, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Keep doing the Lord's work. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Right, thanks, Daryl. Daryl Sanders joining us. Melissa, thank you for coming in and bopping in and being with us. It's hard to believe it's gone by like that.
Yeah.
And didn't even have our last guest, but we wish Jason the best. We know he's in a conference, and certainly appreciate Stephen, and wish all of the folks, all of our first responders, we pray for them and wish them the best as well.
Do want to bring up for Jason, I know this is something that he was going to talk about. There will not be trash pickup on Monday.
Yeah, no Monday.
Because Monday is Columbus Day. That is a holiday.
Hard to believe. Columbus Day is already here.
Yep.
Unreal.
You can get on the website, the city website, and you can see everything of when all that's time changes.
Okay.
Everything on that.
So. No trash pickup Monday. So, folks, enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of the week, the weekend. I'll be back with you, good Lord willing, next Tuesday. Until then, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon.